out Latin text in them. You can do that kind of thing. Another module that comes with the DeepL project, it's called Generate, DeepL Generate. Okay. So now we have a Drupal 6 site that's filled with content and theme developer module. The first thing you will find, if you have sufficient permissions, is that on every page, there's a new checkbox in the bottom left. And it has the text Themer Info here. And that is the route to happiness. So let's go check it. And what you get immediately is a box here in the upper right that tells you what you're supposed to do. And basically what you do is click on any element to see more information about it. Okay? So first thing to do is just play around with this. As I move my mouse around, you'll see that different parts of the page are highlighted in red, and I'll talk about what those red boxes mean, since I bet not everyone quite understands what's happening there. But let's do what it says and click into one of the boxes, okay? And if I click on the node body here, I get a lot of information about what is emitting that onto the page, okay? So let's just look and see what it says before I really try to explain what's going on. I guess the first thing to note is the part that is in larger font. This is the theme markup font. The theme markup function that generated this output here. Okay? And the next box is what other, if you want to override theme markup, here's functions that you can put in your theme to do so. That's what this section of the pop-up window means, okay? And we will go and look at a more instructive example in a second. Let's hover over this link here, okay? You see that I could hover over the comment link or the read more link or the one attachment link. If I click on one attachment, I get a new set of information in my pop-up. Here, the function that I could override is theme links. And we're going to do this in a minute. The way to override it is to create in my new theme Marinelli links, PHP template links, and the last option is theme links, which I can't do because Drupal's already done it. Okay? And just looking down a little bit, the theme links function receives a set of variables to it which are available to me to override. Okay? And here there are two. If I click here, I get to... let's try to get rid of that. Let's not. Okay, so the links is one element that gets passed to my theme function, and attributes is another one. You can see that these are arrays, and because they're arrays, I can click on them and dig down even further. So there's one tip here that is worth noting. The DeepL module that I mentioned before, when you download it, it doesn't come with a handy piece of functionality called Krumo, K-R-U-M-O. That is something that you download and put into your DeepL module directory. And this is described in the README file for DeepL. So take a look at that when you install it. When you install Krumo, you get this nice click and drill down functionality. If you don't have Krumo, you get something similar in Theme Developer, but Krumo actually works across lots of different parts of DeepL module, so it's definitely worthwhile to get it. And I'll show you an example of it in action in a little bit. Here, theme links is a theme function. These are candidate function names that could have been called. These are the variables that get passed to theme links. Up here are the parent theme functions. So theme links, if I go up one higher in the theme call chain, there's node.tpl.php. I can click on that and now dig and see all the variables that my node.php, node.tpl.php are receiving, and, you know, the same sort of drill down applies here. I find one that's not a string. Here's an array. I can go and look a little further. and see exactly what is being passed in and what I can do with my theme function. Alright, so let's go ahead and actually show you how you make changes in your theme using theme development. So I'm going to take a slight digression just to show you Drupal 6 theming and how it's a little bit different from what most of us are used to in Drupal 5, if we're used to it at all. Okay, so where I am now, I'm in the sites all themes directory in my Drupal website, okay? And I'm at a command line, but the same sort of principles apply if you're in Windows Explorer or Finder or some equivalent system, okay? So if I look at the contents of this directory, all I find are the Marinelli theme, okay? And that's to be expected. That's the theme that the website that we're watching is using, okay? And if I go into Marinelli, I might as well show you what's in there. Show the contents. This theme has actually implemented an override for how a particular block looks, block-footer. It's implemented an override for how comments look. This theme author has already done quite a bit of work to make this theme look good. Okay? So Drupal 6 theming. You typically don't want to touch the theme that you download from Drupal.org, or even the Zen theme when it comes out for Drupal 6. You don't need to touch it anymore. The way you make your new site theme is you make a directory for it. So let's go ahead and do that. So I'm going to make a directory called Boston 2008. Okay. The only file that's required to be in your theme directory is a new thing called a .info file. So rather than start from scratch, I'm just going to copy what Marinelli had in its .info file. Okay. So copy Marinelli/Marinelli.info into the directory Boston 2008. Switching to Boston 2008, I only have one file in there, it's Marinelli.info. Rename that file to Boston 2008.info. Something wrong. One name. Okay. If I view the contents of the directory, I've successfully renamed this file. Let's edit that file. All I'm going to do for the moment is rename the theme to Boston 2008 from Marinelli. And if I now go back to my website, admin build themes. Available for me to switch on now is Boston 2008. Okay, so before the typical use was copy the whole theme directory and rename something, I forget. But right now you just copy the info file and put your own name for a theme and you're good to go. Okay, and it gets even cooler than that. You notice that there's no screenshot here for Boston 2008. I make one change here. So I add a line called base theme equals Marinelli. So that means that my Boston 2008 theme is going to inherit almost everything that Marinelli has done before me. Okay? That feature is called sub-themes in Drupal 6. And we've had notions of sub-themes before. But it's just even better now. And you know, all of us are really just getting used to this and figuring out how to work in Drupal 6, and we really have our own mouths to thank for a lot of this code. Okay, so if I just reload here. You don't need any functions so far in my theme, Boston 2008. It's all inherited from that other directory. Yeah. So If you'll notice, it picked up a screenshot here. So one of the things that it picks up from its base statement, if you don't define one, is a screenshot. Okay? So my Boston 2008 theme, in almost every regard, is the same as Marinelli now. But I'm allowed to just override the pieces that I want to. Okay? There's a question over here. Okay, so let's talk about that now. Let's take a look at, another look at our Boston 2008 directory. So far there's nothing in it. There's just the .info file, which is a text file. It's not PHP, it's not CSS. It's just a text file, okay? Let's go back to Boston2008.info here. There is one thing that's defined here that is worth talking about, style.css. What I'm saying here is that what it says here is use the style.css that is in Boston 2008 and not the one that's in Marinelli. Okay? But I think what's happening is that it's actually not doing that because I haven't defined it in style.css. And in fact, I don't want to. I want to tell it to use Boston2008.css. Okay? So we're going to be using the style.css that comes from Marinelli and an additional one, Boston2008. And that's where I'm going to put all my custom CSS. Okay? So create the file Boston2008.css in my theme directory. Now you'll see there's two files there. And let's empty the cache and see if it gets used. I didn't activate the thing. Really? Interesting. Thank you. Okay, good. Nothing bad happened. Let's look at the source of this page. Good. So, will this work? The line that is worth showing you is this one. Okay? So the theming system understood that instruction that I put in the .info file, and it now adds Boston2008.css to the source of the page, okay? And you'll notice that the position of Boston2008 is after Marinelli's styles, and in fact, after all of the module styles as well. So because it appears afterwards, if you know any CSS, you're allowed to override anything that happened before it. Okay? And so we're well positioned now to use Boston2008.css to do any override we want. Okay?
Explain the question mark R kind of role in CSS.
Sure. So the question was, in this CSS, there's a question mark R here. I think the actual value of R is meaningless. I think it can be any letter. But it's there because when you make changes to your style sheets, browsers can sometimes cache them in an unwanted way. So Drupal automatically notices when you change your CSS and JavaScript, and it will change the letter there, which forces a browser to reload it. So that problem of like refreshing. Appreciate the applause. I'm not quite sure who deserves the applause, but someone does. I'll provide them too. So this notion of like, oh, you have to tell people to do hard refreshes in your browser, that is hopefully over. This functionality is not available in Drupal 5. It is not. It is part of core, not part of development module yet. Okay, good question. Alright, so that was a little diversion into Drupal 6 theming. We learned how to make a sub-theme, how to declare our own style sheet, how to use the .info file.
I have a
Maybe this is an interesting topic. We can do this for a while.
I don't want to pick you up first and jump ahead, but in the .info file, you were trying to look like a array of styles.
Yes.
Does this mean that we no longer have to use app import and that now all this stuff is compatible with CSS aggregation? Having multiple .css files?
Yes.
Layout and style?
Yes. So in order to define multiple style sheets for your theme, you no longer have to use Drupal app CSS. You can just use the info file. Regions are similarly defined in Drupal 6. You can do that through your info file. Yeah. There are a lot of things that you can put in your info file. Regions, style sheets, the features that are supported by your module, like if you support the slogan, if you support color module and some other things, you can declare what you support and what you don't. I think Drupal will disable what you don't support and so forth. So the .info got quite powerful in the back.
So is it safe to assume that this is real sub, so multiple sub-levels? So if you go down another level below the one you just created, if something's not there, it'll go up a level, look for that. If it's not there, it'll go up to Morelli or Manelli or whatever and look at it.
I believe that's correct, but I've not tested it. Has anyone tested it? Sure, sorry. The question was sub-themes. Are they only one level deep, or can you inherit a couple levels up if necessary? And I believe that you can do multiple inheritance that way. I'd be hard-pressed to think of a use case for it, but maybe you have something in mind.
Yeah, I chatted online with the guy that's doing the theme engine. Is that you? Nope.
I did not do the theme.
Okay, I was chatting on the Drupal IRC thing, and I suggested that you could do multiple levels. So.
Sub themes up for groups from a derived theme. That's why you did like a sub theme. Group themes.
Yeah, so there's a different problem of I want part of my website to use a different theme or to look differently, and that's not really what we're talking about here, about inheriting the theme. It's just a different orthogonal piece there. Okay? Yes. Yeah. So the usual use case is make up your own name for a CSS file and make it as small as it needs to be, so it only implements what you need to override. In case you guys are very curious about this, what is the all mean? This refers to the media attribute on the link tag. So you can, in fact, do a print style sheet like this. Usually it would be called print.css. You put print here. That's all you have to do to have a print style sheet on your theme. Yeah, I think it works the same way for all media, so it would just inherit like that. Well, so we were talking about theme developer a little bit. I'm a fan and excited about this too, so that's what happens. We have a whole hour. Let's go to the home page. Let's tick off themer info. I guess this is a good time to talk about these red boxes. So here, I'm hovering over a link in my custom menu. This menu might be more familiar to everyone. This is a regular navigation block that Drupal comes with. There's a red box just around my account here, and that is the inner box refers to exactly, if you click it, what's going to show up in the themer information. The other two boxes are its parent and its grandparent, if you will. Okay? So it's helpful when you're hovering over the page to be able to figure out before you click what's going to happen in the themer info. And that's what the red box is all about. And in fact, once I've clicked, the thing that I have in this box always stays gray here. You can see while I move around, that stayed gray to my account. And I'm now getting two red boxes. The first one indicates again what is going to be put into the pop-up, and then its parent is the other red box, okay? If you never knew that, you probably could get along fine, but that's what the red boxes are for. Just diving into this a little bit more, let's go ahead and override one of the templates, okay? Here we have block.tpl.php if I click, okay? We've populated the debel femur pop-up. The template that was called is block.tpl.php. Here is the actual location of that file, cites all themes, marinelli.block.tpl.php. So you can see that we are using Marinelli's version of block.tpl.php, which makes sense because there's no TPL anywhere to be found in our Boston 2008 directory. Okay? This is actually a hyperlink. If I click on it, it will show me the source of block.tpl.php. So any template, the workflow for overriding templates is click on the thing you want, copy, okay, highlight copy. In your theme directory, you have to make that file. So touch is the way you do it at command line, block.tpl.php. Now edit block.tpl.php, paste, save. Let's just reload our page. Well, we have to do slightly more than reloading our page. There's this thing called the theme registry in Drupal 6, which is critical to allowing this module to do what it does. So it's a good thing that we have a registry. It's a slight pain in the neck because you have to empty the cache all the time in order for your theme changes to actually get recognized. Okay? But if you enable this block that the developer module offers, you can empty your cache just with one click, and it's not a big deal. All right? So now that's empty. I want to do the pop-up thing again and do the block.tpl.php again. Good. Okay, so we're looking at block.tpl.php. The file used has changed. Okay? We are now rendering blocks through boston2008.block.tpl.php. Okay? So this is telling you exactly what's going on with your theme. The how to, what file you need to override, where you need to put it, confirms that it is being overwritten, and now you can do what you need to do here. Now, fortunately, I'm not so creative, so you know, all I really are going to change from H2 to H1 and reload page, and look, it got nice and huge. Okay, so that's what happens when you change H2 to H1. Correct for the Drupal core to see a new theme file like block.tpl.php, you'd have to empty the cache. But once it knows to use block.tpl.php, you can make changes to the file. I believe you have to empty cache for functions as well. When you implement a new function, you have to empty the cache. We'll do that in a little while. It is, but that's not what we're talking about here. That's also out of scope. Interesting, but not really what we're looking for here. Okay, so I just got rid of that because that's ugly, and we're back to our H2 here. Okay, so once again, we copied and pasted, made a file, block.tpl.php in our theme, and we can now make the changes we want to. I think it's appropriate to just show you what changes we could make. Here, we see that the sorts of variables we're using are block subject and block content. If we wanted to know what's available to us, in Drupal 5, we had to implement this crazy function called getDefineVars here to show us what was available. That's no longer true. Just open up this theme call and start clicking around, and you see all the variables that you have at your disposal. Okay? So, is there anything interesting that I could say in my theme about this? Not really. But, typically in blocks, all you care about are the content and the subject. There are some interesting tricks. You can pass arbitrary things into your block, but we're not going to go there right now. That would be surprising. I mean, for one thing, we're seeing multiple nodes on this page. So, I mean, yes, if I hover over node.tpl.php and I go and start looking around to see what's available to me, I will certainly see all the node variables are here. All the taxonomy, all the content is the main one that has all of this in it, but you were referring to all the node, all the user stuff is in here as well. All the user record about the author of the node is in the object. Not sure that was true in Drupal 5. But here it is. The node object is here. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess we should override a node so that people see how that works. So if I have node.tpl.php up in my pop-up, and it tells me that the candidates for overriding this piece of content are node-book.tpl.php or node.tpl.php. The meaning of this is that if I want to override the presentation of all book nodes, I would implement this. If I want to override the presentation of all nodes, I implement this. Okay. So let's do the same thing we just did. clicked on node.tpl.php, copy, create the file, node-book.tpl.php, edit node-book, paste, save, go back, empty cache. Turn on femur info, click a little higher, and it's using Marinella. It is node-poke.tpl.php. What am I doing wrong? I didn't save this file? Great. No, I did save it. No, it's not here. I was trying to override just books, but I ended up overriding nothing. Why am I blind here? I did empty the cache. Well, why is it offering both then? I think it is a book note. We can verify that. So type is book right here. So unless we're in line to multiple places, it thinks it's a book note.
Your image is different. Are you using the Boston theme still? You've got that cat from Marinelli.
Yeah, but I'm still using,
you are using Boston theme. Okay.
There is a solution here. I just have to think about it here. So No, I'm aware of it here. No. So I've created node-book.tpl.php.
Do you need everybody
to
yell out of
that? I think the book.
No, when in doubt, you empty the cache a few times.
Yeah, the book only shows up when you're looking at the book, not on the collection. Or that's just displaying as regular node.
Oh, the teaser.
Because it's a teaser. Yeah, if you click on the title, it should take you to the book.
No, that. I mean, I wish that was true, but. And still using Marinelli. node-book.tpl.php. Let's try to rename it to node.tpl.php and see if it will let me override that one. Yeah, actually, that's a good idea. I wanted to show that. So we'll do that in search of what's happening here. But anyway, I renamed that file. I get rid of my theme or info so that I can empty cache. Huh. Interesting. So it actually let me override it when I used node.tpl.php. So don't know what's happening. No. What's that? Should we try that? That would be ridiculous. The suggestion is maybe we need to do both. Like, it won't do node-book unless you override node. Which would be ridiculous, but, you know, that kind of thing happens. Now we're implementing both of them, right? And it chose to use node-book. I'm shocked. Yeah.
ask DBL.php in Martinelli, and then going on to...
I think you're right. So if I wasn't doing this crazy sub theme, then it would have been more sane. I see. Yes, which is to say, it's hard to understand. Okay, cool. So there was a good suggestion to look at the theme registry. So let's go ahead and do that. So here's one thing to know about theme developer. Part of the way it does your magic here and has the pop-up that has good information in it is that it puts span tags around all kinds of parts of your HTML source code. So it can, in some cases, change the layout of your page. So my point is that you want to only use it when you need it. And when you don't need it, there's a helpful disable and enable link right here. Okay, so I'm currently not trying to figure out how to override something. I just want to browse my theme registry and shut it off. Okay? There's a helpful link for DVEL version 6 called theme registry where you can go and see what's going on. Okay? And I don't even want to try to debug that problem. So we're just going to show you what theme registry looks like. And for a function, a theme function called theme page, which is like the overarching theme, or I should say theme function, for a theme call, theme page, the registry entry has a template name called page. And that really refers to page.tpl.php. The path of the template is Marinella. Okay? Type, base theme engine, don't have to worry about that. Theme path, I think that has to do with where your theme is for this page call. The arguments are expected by this theme, template, and multiple paths and multiple pre-process functions. So, this is what the theme registry looks like. You can debug problems like what we saw using the theme registry. If I show you what the theme registry looks like after you enable the theme developer, you really see the man behind the curtain. So all the same theme calls are here. But instead of pointing where we saw before, it's pointing at a theme function called DVEL Themer catch function. Okay, so the magic of this Themer information module is that it intercepts all theme calls using the registry alter hook and says they have to come through me. Okay, so this catch function receives all theme calls and it wraps them in span tags and it notices what you could have called and logs all kinds of things that it makes available in the pop-up. Alright? So, let's do a little bit more override so we see how that works. Switch to this window here. I have created a view in Drupal 6 with the absolute latest and greatest views module, which some of you might have seen, probably not many. It has the URL of recent. If people want to go look and see what the next views is going to look like, we can show it. I'm at a really high font, so it might look a little funny. Hopefully you guys can read that. The views form looks really different, and it takes a little orienting to know what's going on, but you essentially have different things called displays that you can work on here, and you can create new displays, and then you just click on the property of the display that you want to change. So if the URL of your page was, this is how I specified recent, so I clicked on path and changed it here. Okay. You add fields to your view here, and arguments, and new thing called relationships, and sorting and filters. So, enough about views, it's going to be great when it's finally here. Okay, so let's go and look at the page recent. Okay, so this is a view that is not a table view. It's like list view, but it's called unformatted. And it basically just takes all the fields in your view and does them one after another, concatenates. And this is the only one that works now in view, so that's the one why we're saying this one. Or at least that's the one I get working today. Okay, so let's take a look and say we want to override the presentation of our date here. In our view, we don't like how dates are appearing. We want to change it, okay? Tick the theme info, hover over our data, click it, okay? We get a mass of information, okay? And it takes a little while to orient yourself to all of these candidate function names here, but they all serve a purpose, okay? They are coming in groups of three. So the first one ends with recent node created, okay? And the next one is similar, recent node created here. One starts with Boston 2008, the other one's PHP template, and the other one is Marinelli, okay? So what we're seeing here is the hierarchy of our sub-themes, okay? And if I implement this function in my theme, what I'm saying is I want a different presentation than what is currently being shown just for the node created field in the recent view. Okay? So it's a very specific override. A less specific override is, let's say, this one. This one talks about the field recent. Okay? So in any view, when the recent field, which is where the date is shown, I want to override the presentation. So you have to think about exactly what you're trying to do and the scope of what you're trying to override and implement that function. So I'll come to your question in just 1 second. Let me just start implementing that. Okay. So if I go to, I actually have to create a new file. You see in Boston 2008, all I have is my CSS file and two tpl.php files, okay, or three. I need something to hold all the functions that I'm going to override. Remember, in theming, there's two different ways you do presentation overrides, with templates or with function overrides. And we've seen a couple template overrides already. This happens to be implemented as a function, so we'll override it as a function, okay? Create a new file called template.php. Edit template.php. It is a PHP file. And create a function. That is the name of the function. Is that wrapping for you guys too? Slightly disturbing. It's gonna wrap. Okay, we'll deal with it. Okay, so we need to figure out what the parameters are for this function and what is supposed to go inside here, okay? So up above the candidate function names, we have the function that was actually called, okay? So theme views view field, okay? And we can go into the views module and find what the contents of that is. And let's go ahead and do that. Okay, so let me copy and paste. Copy this function name. Go to my editor. Search for it. Here it is. It's in the theme directory underneath views. Okay. I'm going to take out the parameters that it expects and put that into my function. And I'm going to ignore what it's doing here, because all it's doing is calling render, and that's not really how I want to handle my presentation. template.php. Okay, so I put the parameters of the function in, and I want to show the date, which I happen to know is in this. That's right. Right? We'll verify that in a second. Okay, so I just call it the standard Drupal function, format date, pass date, row node created. How would I know to use row node created? I would use the theme developer. Okay? So the params that get passed are these three. And it's not scrolling properly because I have such a large. Here it is. Okay. So the piece of data that we're trying to override is this timestamp right here. It's called node created. It's in a row object. Okay. So format date. And just so that we have some kind of override, we'll take something that I did recently. I had a client who wanted to let the user convert the time into their own time zone so they could actually go to an event, for example, and know what time it was and so forth. Okay, so I need to do some views, date, overriding. And the way you do that is you append a call to L, alright? And so now I said L URL equals. We don't need to get it right. This is just illustrative. Timezoneconverter.com. Well, I actually saved this over here, so let's copy and paste it. This one. Okay. So, let's get rid of the stuff I was doing there. This. You want to put a format date in here. I'll explain what I'm doing in just a second. Date. Okay, so I've defined a variable called date that comes from the row object node created. I got out the month, the year, the day, and the time as individual variables from my date. Okay, this is a PHP function called date. I built up a whole URL to a website called timezoneconverter.com and passing in month, day, year, and I just build a link to timezoneconverter.com. So enough of that, let's refresh this page. And I need empty cache because it doesn't know about my theme override. Let's see if this one works. Great. Okay. So we used to have a regular old date here. Now we've appended the link convert to my time zone. If we click on that, it goes to timezoneconverter.com. The date, March 4th, 2008, in Africa, Ceuta, we can get the current time there. Okay, so that is how you do views overrides in Drupal 6. Yes, I hadn't noticed that before, but I noticed it when I was doing it right now. Yeah. So let me repeat the question. It was a good one. Where can I show it? Here. Okay, so when I look at my date here, and I expand the argument section, it actually tells me what the arguments are for this function. It's three of them: view, field, and row. So when I implement this, I didn't have to look it up from the views source code to find the theme function and see what it takes, because I know what it, at least I know what it got in this instance. it's plausible that under different cases it gets different arguments. So you might be better off going to the source code to look and see what it gets under all circumstances. No, we could possibly put that in. Because there's some cool reflection capabilities here.
Yeah, I was learning those names. Is it parsing the
PHP? Yeah, so it's using the reflection class in PHP 5. Yeah, but those aren't the real arguments. I'm not sure what the point of those arguments are. I might even be like a documentation kind of thing, like arguments that it expects. I simply trust the source code as to what arguments it expects and not that declaration in book theme. To get to the function. Soon. I haven't implemented that, but soon. It only works for templates right now. But I've since learned about this reflection class, and it shouldn't be too hard for that. I have to say, it does do something useful when you click on a function here. Not in the case of this function, but for core functions, PHP template breadcrumb. If I wanted to override that, it tells me how, but if I click on a function name here, it will take me to the API docs for the version of Drupal that I'm running and show me the documentation for PHP template breadcrumb. If I could get to Drupal.org, that would be a better demo. I thought this plan was better than the other one, maybe it's not. Well, yeah, so that might work, but we shouldn't have to. I think that because I'm using a sub-theme in this instance, it's getting confusing as to who's in charge and so forth. In general, it is. It is higher level than... It's the same as Drupal 5. So if you implement it with the theme name, it takes priority. Yeah. The bottom line is you probably implement on any of those, it wouldn't make much of a difference to your application. You have to be doing some pretty subtle stuff to have that make a difference. It works fine. So the question was, do you need PHP 5 to use Theme Developer? You do not. It works fine on PHP 4. That one feature that Dave picked up on of if you are using PHP 4, you don't get the names of the functions, you get 0, 1, and 2 as the, sorry, the names of the arguments here. This stuff that has nice names here, you get like 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, and you still have all the values, but you don't have the names. So that's a bad example, that's a template, but a function here. So, use PHP 5 if you can.
When you're self-theming, how do the in-time images get handled if they're overriding or not?
I'm not sure. There's different places that images get specified. The most common one is in the CSS file. So, it uses the CSS spec. Your browser does to go request the image that's specified there. So truly it doesn't have anything to do with Theme Developer or the theme engine. If you're pulling in images from CSS, it's going to use the CSS rules, which means that the image is specified relative to where the CSS file was served from. There is a function called image, which makes a bit of a difference as to where that gets implemented. Sorry. We have only 2 more minutes, but I can just... really the 10-mile-long game, so I'm just going to take questions and then we'll break the back.
What version before it starts writing my code for me?
Your code is working. I would say we'll slowly get better and better at that. Right now it's not there, and you know, theming requires lots of skills beyond what you've seen here, namely HTML, CSS, JavaScript, PHP. There's a lot to do for theming. This basically will make you a little bit faster and you can scale up the curve a little bit quicker. Right here. There is no version for D5 right now. You're welcome to make one. It would require hacking the theme function and running a hack version of Drupal, which is not that big a deal because it's only intended to run on your own machine or on your development blocks. Mm-hmm. So if someone wants to do it, it's not unreasonable, but you know, the attractiveness of it goes a lot down when you have to run a different version of Drupal in order to run it. So you're welcome to go for it and publish it, and you know, we can talk about putting it in the DVEL module, distributing that little patch in the 5 version of DVEL if you want to go down that road. In the back.
It's not really part of the module, but the sub-theme thing, I did like a 2-line patch to the PHP template in Drupal 5, and if people want to see me later, I can send it to them. It basically does, for templates and override functions, does sub-theming in Drupal 5.
Cool.
So it's like, yeah, it's like 2 lines of code.
It's not hard, and I think it's in the Zen theme, Zen. It does that sort of thing already. And so there's a lot of inspiration we have from Zen and Drupal 5. You released Zen for 6? Oh, not great. Cool. So we'll have to take a look and see what he's done, because a lot of his tricks he didn't need so much anymore, so that's great. That is the theme I usually use, so that's exciting. Any other questions? All right, I'll be just outside the doors here if people want to
Can you migrate it?
Yeah.
Over the all?